Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doing it on the air. It's Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, we'll give that to you. You can get involved here on this radio program, talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. Coming up, the Ashley Madison hack, more information. People have been digging around through that data, and it turns out it was a sausage fest. We'll give you the numbers here in a little bit. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Cecilyn,
and Cantwell.
And, of course, you can join us via Skype as well. We'll give you that contact information here in one moment. Now, Chris, you had a story tonight that you wanted to tell us about. It's way too long for an on-air read, but why was it so motivating to you?
Well, it was a piece at Breitbart about the title is Rise of the Cultural Libertarians, and I thought it was interesting at first. I shared it, and I was a little put off by it, because if you look at the featured image on the article, it's got pictures of people like Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, not a libertarian.
Yeah, and so anything that assigns the label libertarian to Bill Maher, you've got to do some thorough inspection of, obviously. But I read the piece, and it was sort of enjoyable, and the thrust of it was basically, there's a backlash against social justice warriors, against the police. Politically correct nanny state censors of the world, and I despise these people on a molecular level. And so I shared the piece yesterday, and then today there was a video came out by Lauren Southern. She's a candidate for office with the Canadian Libertarian Party, who had a run-in with the social justice warriors up there, and she was talking about it, I at first liked the idea of assigning like cultural libertarian to the people who were going after the cultural Marxists, right? I liked that idea at first, but then it sort of took this odd turn.
Cultural Marxist is what?
Cultural Marxists are these people who sort of say that we all they don't like the diversity of opinion, shall we say, that everybody's got to sort of accept this set of politically correct opinions, and everybody's got to be on the same page with that. And if not, we will run you out of polite society, if not lock you up and take all your property away.
So the cultural libertarian is someone who's going after the cultural Marxist?
Yeah, that it's a rejection of this PC nonsense is kind of the thrust of the article.
Okay.
As you mentioned, it's sort of a long read for the air, but that's the thrust of it, right? Now, when Lauren Southern puts out her video about it, she starts going into this sort of like nobody should be silenced sort of thing. And that is something that I maybe sort of turn against it. So I've got a piece on my it's on the front page of my website right now, is not sure or unsure of cultural libertarianism. Because my idea would be that the problem with the cultural Marxists is that they're factually correct, intellectually dishonest, and entirely too often willing to resort to violence. That's my problem with these people. Not that they use tactics to silence people. If I wielded the economic power to boycott social justice warriors into starvation, then of starvation they would die.
Well, that seems a little harsh. But,
yeah, it's meant to be.
But as far as like people not being able to say what they want to say, if you're on private property, then you obviously have the ability to control people's speech. And I think that there are entirely appropriate times in which to do that, right? So
I would say that, of course, but I would also say that, like, this phenomenon that you have with the social justice warriors is like these ridiculous meltdowns, calling everybody racist, for example, okay? So every perceived thing, every perceived privilege, they will go after people and defame people as racists and bigots and homophobes and misogynists, right, over absolutely ridiculous, falsely perceived incidents of bigotry, right? Mm-hmm. And this happens all of the time. I mean, look at Gamergate. It was just so ridiculous. Like, people are like, oh, the games are sexist and the gamers are sexist and it's all misogynist.
It was
stupid.
Really hard to get my head wrapped around what Gamergate was. We did talk about it here on Free Talk Live when that was happening. I don't know if it's still happening or whatever, but My understanding of the Gamergate thing was that some gamers were harassing, allegedly, some women journalists, game journalists.
Well, that's what it turned into, because what happened was it started off as a conversation about journalistic integrity. Okay, so there was an accusation that a woman was sleeping with like game reviewers or something to this effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was some implication that
was she herself a game reviewer, or what was her deal?
I think she was a developer, okay, is my understanding of it. And so, but what happened is they're talking about, look, if she's trading sexual favors for positive reviews, mm-hmm, this is a pretty serious problem for journalistic integrity.
Sure.
And this turned into a conversation about misogyny. And it totally overswept the entire original question of it. And they just said, all gamers are sexist and the games are sexist and there's not enough positive female characters and all of this crazy nonsense that had nothing to do with the conversation.
Cecilyn, what do you know about this Gamergate thing? I know we've gone astray from this, the main topic. We'll come back around.
It's silly. You know, personally, if I don't like something someone says, I either tell them or I don't listen to them. Mm-hmm. I walk away. I block them. Whatever. I play games, and
yep,
I hear misogynistic or like rude things all the time. Get back in the kitchen, blah blah blah. And then I kill them in the game. I totally own them. Pwn them. Yes. Thank you, misspelling internet. I pwn them, and then they shut up, and they go home, and they cry to their mommy. And that's the
girl.
End of it. I don't see what's so hard about not being offended about everything.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, there's going to be trash talk in a video game. That certainly is true. I mean, they're going to pick on whatever they possibly can.
Right. You know, if I have trouble running into walls when I'm trying to run and shoot, yeah, make fun of me for that, but my genitalia has nothing to do with it.
This is true.
Right. And, well, it does have something to do with it, because what has happened now is that, like, look, you've got a thing that's been it's been traditionally dominated by males, okay? And then there are women in the space, and men are going to make commentary about the women being in the presence of this traditionally male-dominated thing, right? And then when they make that commentary, what happens is, now, you handled it well, okay? But what you have is this phenomenon of people coming in and saying, well, no, now your traditionally male-dominated activity, you have to change everything you do inside your male-dominated activity, or you're all bigots and misogynists. And that's something that I just absolutely cannot tolerate. These people drive me crazy, and I'm not the only one, right? And so that's what this idea is behind cultural libertarians, who are saying, no, you are not going to come in and destroy what it is that we're doing here, okay? We're enjoying ourselves, and we're going to fight back against your cultural Marxist nonsense that you've got to get us all on the same page with your feminist PC hysteria.
Sounds like we need to create a safe space for women gamers.
So,
let them run back to the rainbow room. I'm sick of safe space nonsense. Go cry your eyes out somewhere else. You know, this is what it is, right? And I mean, I don't think that I'm going to meet a whole lot of resistance on it in this room, right? I mean, we're people who talk for a living, so we don't take kindly when people tell us, you know, try to censor us. But, this obviously happens. I go through this all the time. I'm banned from Facebook right now. I talked to you about this, that I posted a stupid meme of like a Zimbabwe guy with piles and piles of money talking about, I will burn my money. Those white people never answer my emails. It's like a reference to those like Nigerian email scams, right? And I get banned for this, for racism.
That's ridiculous.
Right? How crazy is this? Yeah. I mean, everything about Facebook, right? Everything is equality and pride and yada, yada, yada. And, you could get reported for anything on Facebook, and any perceived incidents of any type of insensitivity can get you kicked off the network for 30 days. And for a guy like me, that's a pretty serious problem, because Facebook is traditionally driven like 70% of my web traffic, and this is what I do for a living.
So I'm still a little unclear on a cultural libertarian. Is Bill Maher actually a cultural libertarian?
I think the reason that he gets inserted into this, and I don't know if you're familiar with like Maher's work, but
I've seen his show.
For all his leftist nonsense, he does reject the like political correctness stuff. He does go after these, you know, PC hysterics and censors who are trying to tell people that they're not allowed to talk.
I see.
And so that's sort of why he got lumped into it. So of course, you know, Bill Maher is a raving socialist nutcase, but at the same time, he is a free speech advocate. Right, he's not a guy who says you can't have a conversation.
So in the area of culture, they're suggesting Bill Maher is a libertarian. Is that right?
In the context that they're using this, he's a cultural libertarian. In the context that they're using this, but I also, like, I almost feel like this is almost like we've had the conversation about the thick versus thin libertarian, or like the humanitarian versus brutalist libertarian, where it's like, all right, are we going to say that this is just non-aggression principle, do what you want as long as you don't hurt anybody, or are we going to insert a lot of other nonsense into it? And I felt like they were starting to go in almost like a thickest direction. I have a problem with that.
All right, I want to hear more about this. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. And then there's a story Ceslin brought in that's sort of related, I guess, regarding communicating the ideas of liberty?
Maybe.
All right, so you can also bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, or Skype in it, username lrn.fm.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's, again, freedomsphoenix.com. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Cantwell.
So, Chris, you were telling us about this article from Breitbart that is about cultural libertarians, the rise of cultural libertarians. You use this term, cultural Marxism, to sort of use as a counter to cultural libertarian as, like, this is what the cultural libertarians are fighting against.
Cultural libertarians is the backlash against cultural Marxism, is the thrust of the idea.
So what... why I asked initially for clarification in the last segment about that was it was a little confusing to me. Like, you know, Marx is this communist philosopher, if you want to call him that or whatever. And it kind of distracted me from what you were communicating. And so I like the term they use here in the article. I was just sort of scanning through it. Cultural authoritarian. That seems to be more communicative of what that means, right? Like, because, you know, not everybody listening knows who Marx is or, you know, what his history is. But maybe more people know what authoritarianism is. I'm just taking a shot.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, look, cultural Marxism is a buzzword that certainly any conservative is going to understand. Right?
Okay.
I mean, anybody who's talked to these lunatics before, they're all over the place. But certainly, if you don't understand cultural Marxism, then maybe cultural authoritarian will ring more bells.
So it says here in the story, cultural authoritarians from both the left and right occupy most positions of power in government, academia, and the media. Both argue that art and expression can be harmful. And so essentially the cultural libertarian would be arguing the opposite of that, that more art, more expression, even offensive art and expression is a good thing to have.
Yes, and I have a tendency to want to go with that, of course, right? Because I'm going out and creating very offensive content in no shortage of circumstances, right?
Right, at ChristopherCantwell.com.
At ChristopherCantwell.com and on Radical Agenda, my podcast.
I was on there yesterday, by the way.
You certainly were. It was. We have the episode is up there right now.
It was a good show.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Anybody that really likes Dave's calls, Dave from New York's calls to Free Talk Live, he and I had a little fun last night.
Yeah, we certainly did. And then, but then I had to hang up on him and berate him because he's repetitive and annoying. And that's more or less what happens every time Dave calls into Radical Agenda, which happens.
He gets berated
from time to time.
And hung up on.
Yeah. Because he repeats himself too much, right? And I'm like, no, you gotta respond to my point. And he just says the thing that he called in, the first words
over
that came out of his mouth.
And
I'm just like, no, you're going to move on. I'm not going to let your dysfunctions run my show, lunatic.
So go and grab that episode at radicalagenda.com. Is that
radicalagenda.com or iTunes or Stitcher.
All right. So that got us distracted from where we were going with this.
Okay. So the thing is that, yes, I am certainly a guy who is... I've been kicked off so many different organizations, outlets, and publications, right?
Right.
And as I mentioned, I'm banned from Facebook, so I'm certainly these nanny state PC censors and hysterics. I despise them, and I'm very happy for anything that goes after them, right? However, if we're talking about a thing that what you started to say there is that media and culture like can't be harmful, right? And that's what they started to sort of go through. And I disagree with that vehemently. And the cultural authoritarians are proof of that in my book. So you've got these people who go out and produce all this, political correct hysterical media that is completely bogus. It's complete nonsense. And you can give it as much reason and evidence and facts as you want, and it doesn't care. It's completely detached from reality. That stuff is so toxic, and it's destroying human civilization, as far as I'm concerned. These people are enemies of the human race. And so I would say that, yes, media can be dangerous and toxic
absolutely
worthy of being silenced.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though, right? Like, it can be dangerous and toxic, but as long as they have their own platform, they should be allowed to have that. They don't get the right to use your platform. You know, if you don't want that to be promoted at ChristopherCampbell.com, certainly that's your property.
Of course.
You get to decide that. But, I mean, when you say silenced, what do you mean?
So, I mean, I've been, as I mentioned, I've been kicked off a number of platforms, right? I mean, I was suspended from this radio program. I was kicked off of Voice for Men. I used to get published by Lou Rockwell. He won't even respond to my emails anymore. I mean, like, you know, I've been run out of a lot of things. Cop block. I mean, it's crazy. And I get angry about it. And people always try to make it like a free speech issue or something like that. And I'm like, no, it's not a free speech issue. It's fundamentally a property rights issue. But I still think that a lot of these decisions were wrong decisions because what I'm saying is worth saying. Now, if people are, and there are basically, there are people out there who have the idea in their head that as for libertarians, like that you shouldn't, like it's just supposed to be a synonym for inclusivity. And I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I mean, libertarianism is a concept that's based on a principle, the non-aggression principle, the idea that you don't use aggressive force to achieve your political or social goals. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't exclude people from a group because, you know, for whatever reasons you want. I mean, you should be able to have whatever kind of private group with whatever rules you want to have. You know, exclude anybody that you want to because, you know, being discriminatory in who you associate with and who you spend your time with or who you allow on your platform, for instance, is a good choice. We discriminate here on Free Talk Live, even though it's a mostly open phones panel discussion. Anyone can call in about anything. So we're less discriminatory in that way than most talk shows. But we still reserve the right to boot your butt off the air if you drop an F-bomb or whatever. So
I have nothing to disagree with here. This is very unfortunate that I'm agreeing with Chris Cantwell and not having an argument
There's a little bit of a lead up to this show because I've got Cecilyn. Cecilyn is hysterical.
Cecilyn. I'm an entertainer, man.
I blocked Cecilyn on Facebook a long, long time ago. And
we
realized
along.
That we were going to be in this studio together. Oh. We thought it was going to be a nuclear meltdown.
Maybe there could be an unblocking and a hug before the end of the show.
I don't know about that.
No?
I don't like
I heard you hugged Graham Coulson once.
That's because someone gave me Bitcoin to do it.
Ah.
I got free Bitcoin for it. It was like 2 seconds. It was the easiest work I've ever done.
There's a word for that.
I mean, I went and took a scalding hot shower afterwards.
This is another thing you guys agree on. Graham Coulson is a local activist here in the Keene area.
I think you meant to say scumbag.
Controversial. A lot of people don't like him.
Deadbeat.
He's not a controversial activist. He's a criminal and a scumbag.
Attention seeker. If he was a woman and had big boobs, people would pay more attention to him and he would love it. That's all he wants is attention.
And if he was a little bit larger of a man, he'd be running around with the criminal element here robbing people. He came around here because he could get beat up.
My question was going to be, Cecilyn was willing to take Bitcoin to give Graham a hug. Would you also hug Graham Coulson if he would accept it, which I probably imagine he wouldn't.
Well, he got Bitcoin, too.
He got some Bitcoin,
yeah.
too? Okay.
Yeah, we both got Bitcoin.
Would you give Graham Coulson a hug for the right amount of Bitcoin?
I'll tell you what.
Would that be?
I put my hands on Graham before, and it wasn't in a loving way, and I'll gladly do that again for free.
Wait, does that mean you'll hug him for free?
No, it means I'll throw him off his bicycle and chase him from away from your house.
The chat room wants you to bribe me to hug Cantwell. That's what they want.
Hmm. All right, well, let's take
some
bits.
Not interested. Get on with the show.
All right. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The emotional appeal of liberty. Someone is going to, former co-host of the show, actually, has written a piece here about how to appeal to people. I think we should talk about that because, Cecilyn, you have some opinions about this.
I have opinions about everything.
855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best. Fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. One Silver Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about cultural libertarianism or appealing the ideas of freedom, getting those out there, how do they appeal to people, then, well, that's what we're going to address next here. What's the best way? Is there a best way to spread these ideas? Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And how would you like to save 20, 25%, maybe even more on your next Amazon purchase and every other one after that? Because you can do that through saveatpurse.com. Now, that's a special link. It takes you to the Free Talk Live, basically the affiliate link over at Purse. And Purse allows you to use your Bitcoin to buy things on Amazon at a huge discount. You just have to be willing to be patient. Sometimes the order can that you place in could take a few hours to as many as a few days before somebody will snatch it up. But once it is ordered, you will get 20, 25%, maybe even more. Like I said, I've got these headphones I'm wearing, 29% off through saveatpurse.com. The trick is you've got to have Bitcoin. So I'll tell you how to get some Bitcoin here in a little bit. Go to saveatpurse.com. The old URL was purse.freetalklive.com. That still works.
But save@purse.com, we decided to go and get that just because it's a little easier to say. It's a little easier to share. If you share save@purse.com with your friends and family, it doesn't look as weird as like purse.freetalklive.com. So just go to save@purse.com. Get your account started up there. I'm a huge fan of Purse. Cecilyn,
yes.
Let's move into what you wanted to discuss here tonight about this piece by former co-host Lauren Objectivist Girl.
I don't think she goes by O-Girl anymore.
Well, many of our listeners would know her by that name. She was going by it when she was on this show. She's now known as Lauren Rumpler.
Mm-hmm, because that's her name.
Yep, and she's posted a blog.
She did, in fact, post a blog entitled The Emotional Appeal of Liberty Lauren Rumpler. I love how her name is in the title there. And essentially, from my understanding and my reading of this article, what she's suggesting is that what most people want in life is to be accepted for their weirdness, to let their freak flag fly, and to be accepted for that. And so, tapping into that is going to be the best way to get people into the ideas of liberty.
Let's hear it in her own words. Do you mind?
Okay, fine. So, fact one, liberty, it has an incredible, intrinsic, and rhapsodical emotional appeal.
Intrinsic was the...
Intrinsic. I'm sorry, I'm really bad at reading sometimes.
Okay.
Fact two, most of the liberty community is neglecting to shed light on this fact, and it is, in turn, stunting the growth of the movement. I've been talking to people in the liberty community for years about their approach to liberty. Some say we should be working towards sustainable agriculture. Some say we need to be innovating and creating technology that is better than what the state has. And then there's a small minority that believes that if we do enough civil disobedience, the world will change, an approach I view as being as effective as chewing a piece of glass on to fix your teeth.
So that seems like, do you want me to take over the read? Because I'm happy to do that.
Go right ahead.
So that seems like a less than complete boiling down of the various different perspectives on liberty. What do we have here? Creating technology that's better than the state. Okay, that's cool. I'm on board with that. Let's do that. Like Cell 411, for instance, is a great example of this, where you can send out an alert. This was programmed by a liberty guy, Virgil, who's been on our show before. And you send out this alert, and it sends it out to your friends and or family and or neighbors or whatever, and maybe there's some sort of health issue, maybe it's a fire, maybe it's a police encounter or whatever. And that, of course, is a way to sort of compete with the old state method of emergency services, where you'd have to dial the state and call 911. So that's a good example of that. But that's only one thing. She also talks about working towards sustainable agriculture. I'm not sure how that's going to achieve liberty, but it's a good idea. I think that's a fine thing, right? Grow your own food.
It gets you takes you off dependency of stores, big consumer stores, and the government going on their roads to go to the store. You can, if and when the government does collapse, you have your own food, that type of thing. Agriculture is pretty important. Without food, you can't live.
The third thing she writes here is that, civil disobedience, she thinks, is a bad idea. What about all the other things people are doing for liberty?
Outreach, education.
Yeah, political action as well. So not really a particularly comprehensive list. And as far as civil disobedience is concerned, I do tend to agree that, if you only do a little bit of civil disobedience, if there are only a few civilly disobedient people, then they're sort of these... they're going to get picked off, basically. They'll be taken out, like our friend Derek J. in his movie, Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree. If you're the lone civil disobedience activist, it's going to be a relatively short career.
Yeah, certainly. Going to jail is not generally the most direct path to freedom.
Yeah, that's true. And it's also... when you go to jail, it certainly is a difficult thing to reproduce. It's a difficult thing for others to duplicate, right? So when you're doing activism of some sort, it's helpful if other people can sort of pick up that ball and run with it. So if you are out at a protest, bring extra signs so other people can come without signs and they can just take your signs and then use them. Activism that allows people to sort of plug into something that they can duplicate without having to put much effort into. Civil disobedience is hard to duplicate because it takes a special person who's willing to kind of risk their own personal freedom, risk their personal wealth, risk their place in life if they've got a job or something like that.
For extraordinarily little reward in most cases. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So, but at the same time, I still am a fan of the idea of civil disobedience because I think I have seen instances where it has worked wonderfully. When you get enough people together, you can do civil disobedience and the cops will leave you alone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you were to give police a primer on civil disobedience, it would be that they have already lost, right? Like, as soon as people decide to do it, they've got one of two options. That's either right. They're going to start knocking heads and exposing the violence inherent in the system, or they are going to make themselves look impotent by doing nothing about it. And either way, I mean, civil disobedience has this way of accomplishing its goal of, you know, either making the state look impotent or making the state look violent.
Exactly.
You will accomplish that nearly 100% of the time with civil disobedience. But it's a matter of how many eyeballs you get on that and what it actually does to change society.
Right. And it certainly can get people talking. It can certainly bring an issue to the forefront. And you're right, Chris. Any way you slice civil disobedience is a win. And I'm putting those in quotes, right? Because some people look at going to jail as not a win. But you have to look at the long game, if you would, the long road. And you are winning from that perspective. And that the state cannot look good no matter what its response is to the civilly disobedient.
Exactly.
Let's continue here. I'll pick up the story from thenewsdoctors.com and Lauren Rumpler. She goes on, while all of these approaches, even a little civil disobedience, she says, are important to creating the future that we desire as anarchists, these are not going to be the turning points for more people who take the red pill. You can't use logic to convert a person whose ideas are based on emotion.
I want to go into that idea real quick, because there's some merit in what she's saying there.
There is.
Somebody who comes to a conclusion not based on reason cannot be reasoned out of that position. And this is something that I've found extraordinarily frustrating over the last 6 years. I've been trying to, you know, wake people up to these ideas that foundationally people are not interested in logic, reason, and evidence. That is not how people are reaching their conclusions. And that is something that I was not aware of before I became a libertarian. As soon as I was exposed to the ideas of liberty, I changed my positions very rapidly because they made sense. And I thought to myself really quick, and I was like, oh, this is great. I'll just go and explain this to everybody else, and then we'll solve this problem of this tyrannical government. And I found out really rapidly that that was not how it worked.
All your logic didn't matter.
It didn't matter 1 cent.
And all the statistics.
You go out and talk to people, and rather than respond to reason, with reason, they respond to reason with hysteria and sometimes violence.
Yeah. We've certainly seen that happen here in Keene, New Hampshire, where people who have done the simple act of filling parking meters for expired, you know, cars that had an expired meter have been physically attacked in the streets by people who see this as a threat to the status quo and get very emotional about it.
Death threats on a regular basis. It's crazy.
We'll continue here. You can share your thoughts with us. The idea of spreading liberty, maybe appealing to emotion, is a good idea. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, discussing communicating the ideas of liberty to people. And we're going to continue doing that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Sasselin.
And Cantwell.
Because these are important ideas to us. That's why, you know, primarily the reason why we do this show is to get those concepts out, get the idea of the non-aggression principle, the idea that it's inappropriate, it's wrong to use aggressive force to achieve your political or social goals. That's the basis of libertarianism.
I thought that we were doing this in order to become fabulously wealthy at the hands of the Koch brothers.
Nope, sorry, that's just not happening. You just can't become fabulously wealthy promoting these ideas, at least not yet.
I came for the sausage fest. I don't know about you guys.
There's plenty of that around, too. So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. We'll get back to Lauren Rumpler's piece from The News Doctors in a moment. Also want to welcome our listeners on WSLA AM 1560 in Slidell, Louisiana. I welcomed you earlier this week, but it was on an hour of the show that you weren't actually tuned in for.
Whoops.
So now here you can hear us say hello and welcome to Free Talk Live. If you're listening in the Slidell area, you're welcome to join us. You're actually listening live there, and you'll be getting Free Talk Live six nights a week, which is pretty cool. So welcome aboard.
Not bad.
Yeah, our toll-free number here is 855-453, and we really are open phones, meaning you can call in about anything that you like. Let's go to Tom. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, the cops that murdered Jonathan Farrell just got a hung jury. The cops,
who's Jonathan Farrell?
The guy down in North Carolina, he crashed his car, and wee hours of the morning, he was able to break out of his car and walk barefoot to some lady's house, and she flipped out because she opened the door. So there's some black man standing there. She ran and called the cops. I guess he went to go find another house to knock on, and The cops got there, and he came running up to the cops because he needed help because his car got totaled and everything, and a cop just gunned him down in cold blood.
Oh, God.
And the jury wouldn't even convict them of manslaughter. It was a split decision, and, you know, all they could do is bring up, you know, if they do anything at all, is simply bring up a manslaughter charge, which just shows how useless it is. Like you're saying, trying to reason with people who are totally wrong and stuff, trying to get people to care about these cold-blooded murders that the cops are committing against innocent people.
So what you're saying is that this jury refused to convict the police officer of any kind of criminal activity surrounding his killing of this man.
Yeah, that's correct, and it was
and
a split decision.
What was the man? He wasn't running from the police. He just had some sort of car accident.
He had a car accident, and then he went over to somebody's house, and they called the cops because he went over to their house, and then.
Is there anything you're leaving out of this story, Tom?
This is what I'm trying to pull the story up here because there is a discrepancy in here. Okay, the jurors are in the court. You know, the jurors are in the court and they're hearing the details. Now, my understanding of it, and I'll pull up a story on it in a second, but there's discrepancies on both sides of the issue here. That the cops described something that did not match what was on the dash cam, and so the cops were either dishonest or had their recollections impaired for some reason, which can happen when you shoot a person, right? I mean, I had to pull my gun out on some guys on Main Street in Keene, and I was very glad that I had the video because I was having trouble recalling what happened. You know, your blood is up, and it can be very distracting. This guy did not behave as one should probably behave in a police interaction.
The Jonathan Farrell guy, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull a story up right now.
Well, it's pretty common that Tom leaves certain details out of his tellings of these stories. Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight. We'll see if we can learn more about Jonathan Farrell here in a moment.
I am making a concerted effort here when we talk about police to actually try to analyze these things, because something that has occurred to me lately is that there's a stunning lack of it. I am more than happy to go out and say terrible, terrible things about police as an institution, but we have to stop with this every time a black man gets killed by the police, that we say that the police murdered him in cold blood, because a lot of times that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. So we'll learn more about that when we get the chance. If you know more, you're welcome to call in 855-450-FREE. Ian Cecilin and Cantwell in the studio. Let's go to Ancap Dalek calling from Colorado on Skype. Hello, Dalek.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. So I was just kind of curious, Ian, what kind of games do you play, and what's your preferred console? There's just something just off topic. I know.
So I want to get Cecilin's answer to this, too, because I know she's a gamer as well. So I currently have the PlayStation 3 as my most used console, and I am currently playing Assassin's Creed 4, which is a pirate game, and I do enjoy a good pirate game. There's also, I like the XCOM series.
I play on the Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite game to play right now is Gears of War 3. I do a little Left 4 Dead here and there, some Skyrim, Fallout.
So you like the action?
Yeah, I like action. I like, you know, open sandbox.
The role-playing games.
Role-playing
Skyrim.
Games, yeah.
Skyrim was fun. I played that one, too.
I like killing zombies.
And the Fallout series, I enjoy those.
Yes. And Fallout 4 is coming.
Yeah, it is. Fallout 4, XCOM 2, these are both coming, I guess, later this year. So I'm sure I'm going to be pouring dozens of hours into that and being incredibly unproductive as a result. I don't play games as often as I would like to, just because I'm so busy with
You're so busy. You do things,
man. You do things.
But when I do play games, I do play them like a junkie, and it's a problem.
I get a new game, and you don't see me for 3 days.
Pretty much.
It happens.
Yeah.
Aside from the politics and what's going on with Destiny and Bungie and Activision and stuff, I really do highly recommend the game. Destiny.
Oh, this is like a first-person shooter?
It is a first-person shooter, but it does have, like, more of a very interesting lore. I ain't gonna lie. But
see, the problem with first-person shooters is there's so many of them, and they're all just so kind of same.
See,
so.
I don't like Halo. I like Halo. I like Halo better than COD. Really don't like Call of Duty or the way like it feels. But I love Gears of War, cause it's like a third person kind of situation. I really like the how the movement happens, and hitboxes seem to be pretty good, and it's not too broken.
Absolutely. Yeah. But
there you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
I even talked gamer at you. There you go.
Yeah, well, we've got to be careful when you're getting into niches. You've got to, you know, explain a little bit more what we're talking about. So, you know, first-person shooter, that one should be fairly self-explanatory.
Yeah.
You are in the behind the eyes of the character in the game, and basically the goal is to shoot anything that moves, with a few exceptions in some games. And there are others sort of that have combined different genres together. So you mentioned Fallout earlier. That sort of is like a shooter, but not really, because it's also a role-playing game.
Yeah, it's an RPG with guns.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. ANCAP Dalek, thanks for your call tonight. Oh, yeah, and also, sorry about that, bro.
I pulled up a story on this shooting, okay?
Yeah, Jonathan Farrell.
Yeah, and what it looks like happened, I mean, they charged him with voluntary manslaughter because they said that his...
They charged the cop.
They charged the cop with voluntary manslaughter. The guy got into a car accident, and he was looking for help, okay? This was not a guy who was out, you know, victimizing people.
Okay.
That's not what happened. But he did startle a woman because he was looking for help. He was in a pretty bad accident.
Yep.
And according to the woman who called 911, he was banging on the door very loudly. He was, you know, probably desperate for help, right? But she does not know this black man who showed up at her door in the middle of the night. She opened the door thinking it was her husband. She opens it up, and it's a black stranger. And she panicked, and she dialed 911. When the police came, for some reason, we don't know why, because we can't get the guy's story of it, but he ran towards the police officers, okay? And the police officers were intimidated by this. One of the officers fired a taser at the guy, but the guy kept coming. And so the other officer had his, they say the department procedures, if one officer pulls his taser, another officer should pull his firearm.
Mm-hmm.
They fired the taser. It didn't stop the guy. And then the other cop shot him. And they say that this is not in line with department procedure. And there's a lot of problems with compulsory police departments. But I'll tell you what, this idea that every time someone gets shot who is not armed is just a murder is nonsense. Okay. When I had to pull my gun, I pulled my gun out on two unarmed guys who came to attack me. And I was not allowed to, I was not about to let these guys get on top of me and get my weapon. So this sounds like a really tragic story, but I am I'm not convinced the guy should have been convicted of anything.
Boy, I mean, you certainly hear plenty of stories with the police shooting someone. Usually it's a dog because they felt scared about, you know, what was going to happen. And a lot of these dogs, you know, in my opinion, of course, you can kick them or something like that. You don't need to shoot somebody to death. And I would imagine in this case, they probably didn't need to shoot this man to death either. If there's a man running at you, you don't have to necessarily go for the head. I don't know where they shot him, right? But
they
ended up dying.
I don't have that information. What they likely shot for center mass. I mean, when you are trained to shoot, you are trained to shoot for center mass, and you're going to, you know, get your bullet pretty close to some vital organs, if not through one.
He was unarmed, though, as well, right?
He was unarmed.
It wasn't like he was coming at him with a knife or a gun or something like that.
Well, you know, you want to find that out after he's on top of you?
No, not necessarily. But there were two cops on the scene. Anyway, you can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. It's hard to second guess unless there's video or somebody was there witnessing it. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I've found something that works. Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. Doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar. If you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back, because this stuff works. Australian Dream is available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target, and other drugstores and supermarkets everywhere.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.